This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the toughest divisions is Class 4A, loaded from top to bottom. One of the teams that has gotten out of the gate extremely quick, Gulliver Raiders, and Dante DeRosa, who is one of the top players for this program, has been for the last couple years, way under the radar type of kid, but always has production. He is kind enough to join us on our program this evening. Dante, thanks so much for kicking things off here on a Tuesday.
Good evening, Larry. I appreciate you for letting me have a chance to speak on your show.
Any problem, and no problem. And, you know, here's the thing, too, Dante. I mean, a team like Gulliver, you know, we know the Sean Taylors, and we've known the Joe Jacksons and everybody that's come out of there over the pass, which has set some precedents, a lot of great talent. But this team this year seems like, you know, a very special team. Coach Sims, a really good coaching staff there, a lot of great players. This has become a team that has worked hard for the last couple of years, especially over the last year, going and playing 7-on-7 and winning the University of Miami tournament and giving a chance like players like yourself to get in the spotlight, Wesley Neal to get in the spotlight. Talk about this program, and you've been a part of it, and you've watched the growth. Talk about Gulliver and what you guys obviously now expect to be right in the race to the end.
Well, I think we're very good competitors to be in number one team. And stacking up against these big teams, for example, Booker T and Cocoa, the U School, I think we will have a very good chance of possibly beating them and having good competition and good matchup with them.
When you took, you know, and we've watched you, and you've worked extremely hard, and you, I mean, if somebody goes out and watches you and watches you play, I mean, they understand. I mean, you're a solid football player. You get it done. College coaches have kind of taken their time as far as, you know, taking notice. But, I mean, I'm a firm believer, Dante, that things work out for the best, and I'm sure with you it will. Talk about yourself and what you bring to the table to colleges. I mean, you're, like I said, your work ethic is second to none. I mean, you go year round. You train. You know the game. You watch a lot of film. Talk about yourself. I mean, as a player, because you know there's not a lot of eyes in team, but there everything you do as an individual works out for the team's benefit in the end. Sell yourself a little bit. Talk about your strengths, what you bring to the table on the defensive side, and also what you feel you have to work on over the next couple months to be a college-ready football player.
So I appreciate it. I'm going to piggyback on what you said. For example, you said my hard working. That's one of my biggest strengths. And also, I like being the role model to younger kids and just setting an example to kids in general around the school and on the field. And another strength of mine is just be able to just play around the football, find the football, and like not hesitating, going 100%
right
every play. And some strength that I need to work on is just sitting back, kind of relaxing, instead of being a little too aggressive at times, but just sitting back and letting the play develop and just reading.
Right. I mean, and like I said, I mean, what's your size now? You're what? What's your size?
I'm 6'1", about 210, 215.
Okay, and you play are you a better inside linebacker, or do you like the outside?
I can play it all. Okay. Actually, last game I was playing Will and Sam throughout the game.
Okay.
And I actually picked up, I think it was two rushes and a quarterback, and I believe 1.5 sacks.
Nice, Nice. Dante DeRosa joining us. Gulliver Prep, the Raiders are undefeated through four games. Talk about that. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, you have a lot of kids on the team, a lot of younger players, like you mentioned, the veteran players like yourself and Wesley Neal and some of the others, Hall, and some of those kids who have been around the program for a while. You're kind of the leaders, and you're the shining example for some of these young kids. Talk about that. Talk about, you know, who on this defensive side has been getting it done. I already mentioned Wesley, who's just like a freak of nature, a big, strong guy.
And we actually acquired two pieces, actually, Eddie Jackson and Darnell Harris.
Right.
And those are two big name guys. But some younger guys that have been standing out is Javon Only, the linebacker. He's actually the Will linebacker. Mm-hmm. And Travis Latham. And our whole D-line. Our D-line is full of young kids. For example, Kareem Bakari, and it will be Matt Tizana. So these are all young kids, and having Wesley and Darnell set an example to the younger kids also.
Right.
is our senior class is just, it's very, we're very like goal-oriented, and we make sure everybody's on the same path.
And also, Dante, when you take a look at it, your offense, you know, you have a young quarterback, but you have a lot of experience on that side. But they're only getting better working against you guys every day in practice, because there's not a lot of defenses with the experience, with, you know, with the kind of talent that you have. Talk about that, because I think that's something a lot of people don't realize, that you have an opportunity to really elevate this offensive side of the ball, too, with your play in practice.
Starting what you said, we have a young quarterback as Carson Haggard.
Right.
And our young running back as in Seth Irvin. And we also have another one, his name is Jaylen Brown. And we have a lot of very good young offensive pieces that are also looking up to older guys, for example, like Anton. Ted is looking up to Anton, and he's just learning. Like, and for example, our receivers, Jaylen Brown is also looking up to Yuling, and we have good leadership around everything. So, and we're leading everybody to the right direction.
And obviously, that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, when you have younger players, they look up to the varsity, because you bring up Anton Hall. I remember when he was in the eighth and ninth grade, and I remember when he was looking up to people. So things come along, you know, growth takes place, and also from an academic standpoint, there's very few schools that can match Gulliver as far as that, and that's certainly a big plus too, because you have to get it done in the classroom. Talk about that too, because that'll open up doors just as fast as your athleticism.
Well, so Coach Sims instills high academics in our program.
No doubt.
So as a team goal, we are looking to have we're aiming to have a 3.5 GPA overall.
Awesome.
And that's including core classes. And every week we get a grade check by Coach Sims, and we do tutoring. So all the guys also do peer tutoring. So they teach younger kids. And we make sure that everybody's going to tutoring and not doing anything after school that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, well, that's a smart way to look at things, Dante. Again, thanks so much for taking the time. Gulliver Prep, the Raiders undefeated after four games, certainly going to be in the hunt all year in a very competitive 4A race. Certainly a great sports program, tremendous academics. Dante, again, best of luck. We're hoping to get out and see you guys soon, and certainly wish you the best moving forward over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you for having me on the show, Mr. Bloomstein.
Good stuff. Dante DeRosa from Gulliver Prep, linebacker, athletic, academic kid. That's a good program. Coach Sir Earl Sims does a tremendous job, has a super coaching staff out there as well. And like I said, when you're talking about 4A, you're talking about defending 5A state champion Cardinal Gibbons. You have Carroll City. You have Booker T. Washington, who had a huge win. And as I said, I'll give you a little sneak peek. We'll have head coach Ben Hanks on around 9:30, so we'll check that out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.